Lesson 2. Outcomes. Describe the construction of floors, ceilings, and walls. Explain how basements and stairs may impact firefighting operations. Floors, ceilings, and walls. Floors and ceilings form the bottom and top of a compartment, with the walls forming the sides. Figure 3.12. Understanding the construction of each can help firefighters understand how these components influence fire behavior and firefighting within a compartment. Floors and ceilings. Floors at ground level may consist of a concrete slab or a floor assembly made up of joists and decking over a crawl space or basement. The upper floors of a multi-story building consist of joists and decking, with the ceiling attached to the bottom. The top level of a building consists of a ceiling, joists or rafters, and the roof above. The space between the floor, ceiling, or ceiling roof may contain ductwork or open return air plenum, electrical or communications wiring, water or natural gas pipes, pipes for a fire suppression system, recessed lighting and audio speakers, fiberglass, cellulose, or foam insulation beneath the roof or under the floor to act as soundproofing. Note: some states and local jurisdictions have passed laws and ordinances that require buildings other than single-family dwellings to display a warning placard indicating the type of floor or ceiling truss system used in the structure. If your jurisdiction has this requirement, you must be familiar with it and look for the placards when you respond to a structure fire. Floor and ceiling assemblies may be constructed of a combination of materials. Floors may be poured reinforced concrete, cellular concrete over metal decking, finished wood, tile, or carpet surface over a wood subfloor attached to metal or wood joists. Ceilings are generally gypsum board, tin tiles, lath and plaster attached to joists, roof trusses, or beams. The ceilings in corridors that are designated as exit or egress passageways will have the same fire resistance rating as the walls in that corridor. The material used to cover the floors in high occupancy structures is also rated to limit flammability in the corridor. Ratings are indicated in hours. Walls. Walls define the perimeter of the building, as well as divide it into compartments or rooms. Exterior walls may be wood or metal siding attached to stutz, a single layer of concrete, concrete blocks, logs. Wall assemblies consist of a bottom plate, top plate, vertical studs, and horizontal braces sandwiched between two surfaces made of gypsum or lath and plaster. The cavity that the two surfaces form may be a void or contain some form of insulation. Insulation may also be installed on the exterior of the wall, Figure 3.13. Firewalls provide separation to meet the requirements of a specified fire resistance rating. Firewall assemblies include the wall structure, doors, windows, and any other protected openings meeting the required protection rating criteria. Firewalls may be used to separate two adjoining structures or two occupancy classifications within the same structure to prevent the spread of fire from one to the other. Firewall assemblies can also divide large structures into smaller portions and contain a fire to a particular portion of the structure. Figure 3.14. However, when owners and contractors make unprotected penetrations through these walls for pipes, wires, and ducts, the protection that firewalls provide can be reduced or eliminated. Heat, smoke, and flames can pass through these openings, spreading the fire into compartments that might otherwise have been protected. Exterior walls and firewalls are the most difficult to penetrate when attempting to force entry into an area or to escape an area. Firewalls provide separation to meet fire resistance rating requirements. Firewall assemblies include wall structure, doors, windows, protected openings. May separate adjoining structures or two occupancy classifications in the same structure. May divide large structures into smaller portions. Unprotected penetrations can allow heat, smoke, and flames to pass through. Exterior and firewalls are most difficult to penetrate for forcible entry or escape. Key takeaways: walls. Function of walls. Define building boundaries and compartmentalize into rooms. Exterior wall materials can be wood, metal, concrete, concrete blocks, or logs. Wall assembly structure consists of bottom top plates, vertical studs, horizontal braces, and covering surfaces. Insulation may be found within wall cavities or externally on the wall, Figure 3.18. Firewalls, special walls that provide a fire resistance rating to prevent fire spread. Components of firewalls include doors, windows, and other openings with protective measures. Impact of penetrations. Unprotected openings for utilities can negate a firewall's effectiveness. Challenges for firefighters. Exterior and firewalls are difficult to breach for entry or escape. Note: firefighters need to be able to recognize the types of walls they may encounter, the potential for fire spread through wall penetrations, and the implications for forced entry and fire containment. Basements and stairs. Basements and stairs present unique challenges for firefighters. Fire in basements can damage floor joists and load-bearing walls that support the upper floor and structure. Stairs can provide a flow path for the movement of air, fire gases, and smoke throughout a structure. Additionally, stairs present a fall danger during low visibility conditions. Basements. A basement is a floor of a structure that is either partially or fully below grade level. Single-story basements can also be constructed on shallow foundations. Basements often serve as storage or utility spaces for the structure and house, HVAC, breaker box, water heater, and other utility distribution units. Fires in basements may be more hazardous than in other compartments because of limited means of ingress, egress, and limited ventilation. Being partially or fully underground can limit access to the basement. Walkout or daylight basements are part of a structure built on a slope so that one or more sides of the basement may have a door or windows to the exterior. The upper portion of some basements extends above ground level and may have windows around the above ground perimeter to allow light into the basement. Some basements are only accessible through interior stairwells. Others have both interior and exterior stairs. Figure 3.15. Basements may be unfinished, lacking drywall on exposed wall studs and ceiling joists. The absence of drywall reduces the fire resistance of the studs and joists, making the structural members part of the fuel load in the space. If these members fail, the floor above will collapse into the basement. Stairs. Stairs provide access to, or egress from, different levels of a structure. Stairs in commercial and multifamily residential buildings that are a part of the required means of egress must provide protection for the occupants as they travel to safety. Stairs meeting these requirements are called protected or enclosed because they are built to resist the spread of fire and smoke. Stairs that are not required to be a part of the means of egress system and typically connect no more than two levels are called access or convenience stairs. Stairs can be classified as either interior or exterior stairs, depending on their location. The design or layout of a set of stairs may take any of several different forms. Although exterior fire escapes, escalators, and fixed ladders have been used as a means of egress in the past, they are no longer allowed as a required means of egress from normally occupied spaces. Protected stairs. Interior protected stairs are critical components of the life safety system of a building. Protected stairs are enclosed with fire-rated construction, usually with either a 1 or 2 hour rating, depending on building height. Protected stairs generally serve two stories or more and are part of the required means of egress. They are the primary egress paths from floors above or below ground level and can adversely affect the safety of occupants if they do not maintain a breathable atmosphere. Firefighters should control the doors on protected stairs to maintain the integrity of the stairwell. Sometimes securing stairway doors open may facilitate either ventilation of the structure or evacuation of occupants. Only secure the doors in the open position when doing so will not endanger occupants or firefighters using the stairwell. High-rise structures may have pressurization or other methods for protecting stairwells that will fail if doors are left open. Figure 3.16. Protected stairs. Critical component of building's life safety system. Enclosed with fire-rated construction, usually a 1 or 2 hour rating. Generally serve two stories or more. Generally part of the required means of egress. Primary egress paths for floors above or below ground level. Can affect safety of occupants if they do not maintain breathable atmosphere. Exterior stairs. Exterior stairs may be either open to the air or enclosed. Figure 3.17. Enclosed exterior stairs must comply with requirements similar to those of interior protected stairs. Open stairs are naturally ventilated, but may be partially enclosed from the weather. They typically have at least two adjacent sides open to natural ventilation. Enclosed stairs must comply with requirement, similar to interior protected stairs. Open stairs, naturally ventilated, may be partially enclosed. Typically, have at least two adjacent sides open to natural ventilation. Unprotected stairs. Because unprotected stairs are not enclosed with fire-rated construction, they may serve as a flow path for fire and smoke. They will not protect anyone using them from exposure to the products of combustion. Building codes typically allow the use of unprotected stairs in buildings when they connect only two adjacent floors above the basement level. Figure 3.18. Unprotected stairs, not enclosed with fire-rated construction, may serve as flow path, will not protect anyone from exposure to products of combustion, typically allowed only to connect two adjacent floors above the basement level.